History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Off and Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube. At the Team 980 is where you find us there. Of course, you can search the Team 980 in any of those other places, and we'll just magically pop up, and you hit play, and then we're in your ears. It's, you asked for it. You did all that stuff. We didn't just magically show up there on accident. That'd be kind of weird if we did. Anyway, that got weird anyway. The point is, Anthony Haney, that Terry McLaurin would like a new contract. And Terry and his side and the Commanders and their side have obviously not been able to come to terms. And they are reportedly very far apart, and all the things that we've heard basically nonstop for months. And I also think one of the things that's funny about the reporting on all this is, like, and nothing seems to have changed. And it's like, what, Terry, what are you supposed to get? Like, oh, Terry's side has gotten closer to not doing the deal. Or he's gotten closer, but they're not in agreement yet. I guess you could hear something like that, but, like, nothing changes until it changes, and then they agree on a deal. Because neither side, you don't want to come down and then watch the other side not move. And like, it'd be nice if you had maybe a better negotiation where maybe that was the case and each side was budging. But at the end of the day, like, you're probably not going to hear a lot about it changing or a lot about a lot until you hear maybe, oh, you know, they're talking, they're working out details, it's close, or it's done. And Diana Rossini been digging around on this, as is everyone else. The Athletic's senior NFL insider and host of Scoop City, and I listened to her and Chase Daniel talk about it. There wasn't a ton of new information, but the big thing is, like, hey, there's not. It may not be the 33 APY or 33 a year average annual value that we think that Terry's side is hung up on that is actually the case. That was kind of the big nugget out of it. And as a result, when Diana joined JP and B. Mitch earlier today, the message was very similar to what we've heard. Matter of not if, but when, because it seems like both sides, while they might be far apart right now, ultimately do want to get a deal done.
And obviously the hold-ins are the story. And in Washington, it's all about Terry and where they're at, and you know, the question everyone wants to know is, where is it at? Is this getting done? And I continue to say the same thing that I'm sure you guys are saying as well, and other reporters talking to you about it, is, which is, everyone feels good this is going to get done. It's just really when and how close are they to striking a deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what we're waiting on, is, like, when is it going to? And so ultimately, it becomes a giant game of chicken, which is why Diana says this.
You know, so much of this is, like, who has a stomach for it, too? You know, I'm following with the Trey Hendrickson story, and I'm in touch with him talking about what he's doing. And, you know, I can just tell through his voice. It's hard. It's hard to do this. These guys want to be on the field. Terry wants, look at Terry. You guys are there every day with him. You see him. Like, he's a class act. He's a professional. He loves his team. He's all Washington all the time. Yes, he asked for a trade. But do we all really think Terry McLaurin wants to play somewhere else? No, of course he doesn't. And we know Washington wants him there just based on everything that he provides this offense, knowing that he's the number one weapon, and knowing all the other great stuff that fits into the culture of what Dan Quinn wants. And he is the poster child for what a commander should be. I think we could all agree. It's just, who's going to give here? Who's going to be willing to say, all right, Terry, you're not going to get the 32, 33, 34 top dollar right now, because the reality is you are 30 years old. But at the same time, Washington, you've got a quarterback on a very cheap deal. You're all in. You've got the vets signed up. They're ready to win. You went all the way to the NFC Championship game last year. You can do this year. Champagne problems. This is a good problem to have, and you got the money. Maybe you're willing to overpay a bit. So I think we're at that point where it's starting to feel like we're getting closer. I just can't report right now at this moment. Like, guys, any second. I don't think it's that close.
And that's very consistent with what we've heard, but I think it's well framed. Who can stomach it? And this is where I look at Adam Peters' past and the people that he's worked with in the past and go, I bet on Adam Peters. Now, Terry McLaurin is incredibly principled. But in part, it's like, what are you stomaching? If you're the Commanders, you're looking at your schedule and you go, okay, week one, we have the Giants. Respectfully, Anthony, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Respectfully, I think the Commanders can beat the Giants without Terry McLaurin. Is that overstating? I mean, look, the Giants defense is good. It's week one. You never know. I would prefer to have Terry McLaurin. But when we look at the ceiling of the team and how high it is and what they need to do to win the Super Bowl this year, I don't think clearing the bar of beating the Giants at home without Terry, if you can't do that, then you need to reevaluate a lot of stuff.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. I don't know if I necessarily agree.
You don't think they can beat? Are the Giants better? I'm not saying the Giants can't win. But, like, fast forward. I know you're not great at picking games. Sorry, that was a cheap shot. But if it's week one and we're doing game picks.
Our games last year against the Giants were very, very, very competitive, Craig. These are divisional games.
They're division games.
Exactly.
I get it. But, like, from a talent standpoint.
On paper, it says that we should have blew them out both times last year. That didn't happen. And they had Daniel Jones. They had a worse quarterback last year. I think Russell Wilson is an upgrade. Their defense is pretty good. I think their front seven is pretty stout. It's going to be tough to run against. So we're going to need guys who can, you know, win and get open. I think, to be honest, the game's going to be tough.
Okay.
With or without Terry, it's going to be tough.
Okay. I think the Commanders are not going to be super sweating week one against the Giants if Terry decides to really push this. And again, I don't know what the exact, legalities are around this ankle injury. Mm-hmm. Because if he's like, well, I can't pass a physical, then, well, that's a problem. Because I don't think they're going to waive him, which they could. Remember, this money's not guaranteed. They could waive him. And he would get nothing. But then he would just go sign somewhere else and be a free agent, which, you know, is in a way like kind of helps him. It's like the one thing he's got from a leverage standpoint. But if he goes somewhere else and then immediately passes a physical, the Commanders would file a grievance and they'd be like, hello, you couldn't pass your physical here, but you could there. Like, what the hell is going on? Anyway, the point is, assuming that there's no funny business with the ankle, like they probably go out and win week one. You know, the offense is going to look okay. And Terry's going to miss out on like $800,000, I think, are his game checks, something like that. Like, how much money are you willing to miss out on? And so when it talks about what you're stomaching, it's like, okay, the team side, you're stomaching a short-term pain of not having the player and whatever distraction comes with it. For the player, you're sacrificing, like, massive amounts of money. And this is where, like, the fact that NFL players make gargantuan amounts of money becomes a huge factor, because no human being is like, or at least one that's not like a billionaire, is not going to be like, oh, $800,000. Like, that's a lot of freaking money. And nevertheless, you get 2 weeks in. Now you're over a mil and a half. You're just going to want to flush that down the drain? Hell no. And so that's why players give. Like, I know Ezekiel Elliott is like the one rare exception that, you know, he actually held out multiple games, and there's a couple others, but like, guys don't go into the regular season for a reason. And so it does come down to this game of chicken and who's got the stomach for it. And I think that Terry has more of a stomach for it than a lot of pros, but also, like, at some point you look in the mirror and you go, who am I? And I think back, there's that epic speech he gave in the tunnel last year. When they turn on the film, I know what they're going to say about me. And that guy is eventually going to look in the mirror and go, I know what I want him to say about me. And I said, I was there for my teammates, that I was a great teammate, that I wanted to play football. I fought hard, you know, on a business front, but like, I didn't push it too far. And I don't think that's a weakness. I think that's Terry's character, and, you know, and that is a strength, that this is more than a business to him. And the other thing I'll say, too, in Terry's credit to his character, is like, I don't think this is about dollars. I think this is about respect. And as he said, it's about, in the NFL, the way you show respect is with dollars. So he feels like he's being disrespected. But if they can find a way to save some face, guarantee some extra money, get him a little bit of extra money this year, even if he winds up not signing a long-term extension, I do think that's a relevant way to go about this. The other thing that I would say is a possibility that I hadn't thought of until I was listening to that Joel Corey podcast earlier, from a couple months ago, is I wonder if they could rip up this year. Like, there's still some dead money that in this year and next year that would have to be counted. You can't get rid of that. But if part of the problem is extension and that pushes his age out, could they rip up this year, basically start over this year, give him a nice chunk of change this year, give him something expensive next year, and then by 2027, now you're in a little bit more financial flexibility land if you're the Commanders. So another thing, we'll talk to Joel Corey about that tomorrow. It's very complicated.
I was about to say, didn't the Dolphins just do that to Minka? They gave him like an extra $2 million or something like that for this year?
Well, they could definitely rearrange stuff, but like, I'm talking about basically, I don't know, ripping up the contract. There's some dead money. I like, at that point, you're really talking about kind of a 2-year extension versus a 3. Like, it's at that point, it's semantics to an extent. But again, because they have the money now and there's nothing else to do on this year's cap, like, I would try to front load that contract in some on some level. All right. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, joint practice tomorrow in New England. Why are joint practices so important, and some story time fun from my time covering them and Logan's time playing in them? Take Command style. Never been heard. Even if you're a Take Command subscriber, this is not out yet. So you get a special preview next here on the Hoffman Show.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.